I said, no worry, I'm not marrying you again. I want to feel alone. Don't add me to it. Thank you very much. As a child of God, insight. You know, I don't, look. I want to talk to preachers briefly. If you're a preacher, you should read more than normal. Sometimes I talk to preachers, I mention names, and they are surprised to hear those names. And I'm like, wait, the first time this one happened, I was surprised. I just graduated from school as a medical doctor. I went for, did my house job, did NYC. Then I used to take my holidays then, when I was doing residency, to come and work in the church. Then some men came, and they were full-time ministers. Now, you see my own profile. I was reading pastorology on the side to pass exam. When I'm on holiday, I come to a church to come and work because I'm also a preacher. Then full-time preachers came, and I'll be telling them stories. They'll be saying, when did that happen? You know, I still remember. I still remember those men looking at them like, are you guys all right? This is the only job you do? And I'm the one telling you stories. What do you do with your time? Visiting people who don't want to see you. Unnecessary follow-up. Following up people that are hiding when you are coming. I have a rule. I don't go where I'm not celebrated. If you see my face and I don't see your face brighten up, that's the last time I'm coming. You don't know. I won't tell you. I will just sit down, how are you, as I'm going. I'm coming there again. I'm telling you. And you wonder what the man is doing with his time. This is the only job he does. And me, I'm the one telling him story. I'll be mentioning names he had not heard before. And I say, how did you know them? It is simple. They're in books. They're in books. I've been talking to a preacher. You have not read God's Generals. The original God's General, at least. And you're a preacher. They should get a cane and flog you. You know why they need to flog you? Because if they don't, you'll make the same mistakes that killed people before you. Why should you make the mistake? Why should your life be an experiment? Too many experiments have happened in life. And they have documented the products of it. And they say, read. You don't read. That was why at the time I composed a set of books, about 10 of them, and emailed it around. I said, if you are a preacher, please read these books. If you're not a preacher and your pastor is a preacher, I hope he is. Take this list to him, give it to him, and say, please, sir. They say, read these books that you might live long. Listen, no? A preacher is not supposed to learn how to practice how to preach. You go to your room and we're practicing. No. If I say, no. I won't say it like that. I come back. When would I pull the microphone down? I pull it down now to bring up my. Listen, there's a difference between being a disciple of Alibaba and being a preacher. They are musicians. There's nothing wrong with being a musician, but being a preacher is not show. Some of the Rick Joyner, have you ever seen Rick Joyner on TV? He wears a, you know, he dresses casually to preach. Just throws a jacket on his shoulder. The only reason why I wear suit and tie is because I like to look like that. If I decide to wear t-shirt and jeans, you will still be blessed. So don't come and say, do you know why that man blesses people? His wife takes time out to select his tie. It's not true. Most of the ties I wear, now here my wife, they see him. Now when I don't reach her, I say, okay, that your combination was good. Thank you. It's in my blood. It's not in your blood. Don't try. Just go. Where about that? I mean, people, you can dress anyhow. John the Baptist, if I invite him to come and minister here, you'll still be blessed. You may have to cover your nose, but you will still be blessed. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. And that's why I put it in there. Say, my money and my time. Say it again.
My money and my time.
Will be spent. In the pursuit of the deeper things of God.
In pursuit of knowledge.
In this year.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, I will fill my heart entirely with knowledge.
I will fill my heart entirely with knowledge.
That is the knowledge of God.
And
there will be peace all around me.
You
know what the Bible says? It said that they shall not hurt, all right, in all my holy mountains. Why? Because the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the seas. The knowledge of God in your heart will fill your environment with peace.
Amen.
And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right, let's continue. Let's take another thing. I don't know how far we can go today, but if we don't, we'll finish it next time. But next time, by the time you come, you have that paper in your hands, all right? Now say, I speak concerning my calling in life.
I speak concerning my calling in life.
I declare that this new year,
I declare that this new year,
the will of God will be natural to me.
The will of God will be natural.
The Lord will make me walk in His will.
The Lord will make me walk in His will.
You know what the Bible says? Listen to it. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. That's Psalm 32, verse 8. All right? That's why we are declaring it. Say, the Lord will instruct me continually in the way I should go.
The Lord will instruct me continually.
And I will not be stubborn.
And I will not be stubborn.
I will obey the will of God.
I will obey the will of God.
Say it, I will not be conformed to this world.
I will not be conformed to this world.
But my life is already a living sacrifice.
But my life is already a living sacrifice.
I will descend the will of God.
I will descend the will of God.
Say, in 2014,
in 2014,
the calling of God for my life will be manifested. Now listen to this. Say, I curse every distraction
that will prevent me from shining.
I declare them removed in the name of Jesus. Once again, I renounce the cares of this world,
the
deceitfulness of riches,
the
and the lust of the things of this age,
and the lust of the things of this
in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In this year, I will manifest why I was born.
I will manifest why I was born.
My life will reveal why I breathe.
My life will reveal why I breathe.
The blessing that I am to this generation,
the blessing that I am to this
it will show forth this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Now remember the scripture. It said, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let each exercise them accordingly. Listen, the power to exercise your grace is yours this year in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We know that God has called every one of us before we were born. There's a reason why God gave you life. And that's why we are praying about that. Listen, I won't just be going around, beating around the bush, pursuing what everybody else is pursuing. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Where with us shall we be clothed? No, that is not right. No, that is not right. The Spirit of God will guide everyone into using the gifts and obeying the calling for his or her life this year in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That is the prayer we are praying, that this year your life will follow the path of the will of God.
Amen.
Confusion is driven away from you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I said confusion is driven away from you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Clarity is your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I said clarity is your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now you know I said something when I began to teach on Saturday. I said this was what I perceived, that this is the beginning of the season of fruitfulness. And that is your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now listen to this. We are going to speak concerning, you will speak concerning your progress and your fruitfulness this year. Now let me read this scripture. That first of all, from Revelation chapter 3. It says, he who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door, which no one can shut. Because you had the little power and you kept my word and have not denied my name. Now bear that in mind. He also says, give us help from trouble. That's in Psalm 60. For vain is the help of man. He said, through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. There's a reason why I read this, because we are talking about our progress and our fruitfulness in this year. We are going to speak according to these words. And we say this year, doors will be opened to me
by
the hand of the Lord
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Doors for ministry.
Now, ministry,
let me just say, just it's not just about preaching. Ministry is anything that you are exercising yourself in to be a blessing to people. That's what it is. So,
doors for ministry.
Doors for progress of all sorts. They will be opened for me in the name of Jesus.
Doors for business.
Open in the name of Jesus.
Open in the name of Jesus.
Say, promotion will come to me by the help of God.
I will not look to man for help.
For vain is the help of man.
My help will come from the Lord only.
He will send it to me when I need it.
He will send people to me when I need them.
But my eyes will never be on people.
My eye will be on the Lord alone.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
You know, David said, who do I have in heaven but thee? We've taught on it before here.
And besides that, I desire no one else on this earth. That is, if I have God in heaven, I don't have to keep my eyes on anybody. I don't keep my eyes on connection. I don't keep my eye on people that I think have power. I don't think keep my eye on people that I think have money. You know, the other day, my friend and I were discussing that there are people, they want to do ministry, you know, because I'm a preacher. They are looking for who will help them be promoted quickly. They don't believe what they do in that church, just so that somebody can quickly promote them. That is how you won't go far in life. That's how you won't go far in life. I set their eyes on human beings, that human beings will help me. Listen, you may find people that God used to help somebody else. It doesn't mean that he always works like that. You keep your eyes on God, he will. You know, I told you a story once about this really happened. A young man who went one day was squeezing his face. Somebody said, "What is the problem?" He said, "I've been trying to get admission, it's not working." And the man he was talking to was running a bookshop inside the market. So the man said, "Hey, and you've been wanting admission all this. Why come you never mentioned it to me?" You know, why should I mention it to you? You just run a bookshop inside the market. So the boy, "Come, jump on my bike." The man rode the bike to the house of the vice chancellor. Parked. "Come follow me." Assuming Vice Chancellor's first name is Alfred. He entered the place. He said, "Alfred, how now? This is my boy here in this admission. Please, what can you do to help him?" That boy couldn't believe what was happening. This man happened to have gone to the same primary school, the VC. It's just that life went in a different direction for him. "My friend is now the vice chancellor. I may not look like it." So God can bring help from anywhere. That really happened. What I'm telling you, it really happened. So you'll be surprised at where God will bring your help from. But help will come to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Why God has disappointed you all this while is that your face has been on human beings. That has been the problem. I like to tell these stories here and there to help people understand things. T.D. Jakes, how many of you have heard of T.D. Jakes? For some of you think he's your personal friend because you're always listening to him at home. You think when you greet him on the road, he will know you. But now you they see and you know they see. The point is that you know him, he's very famous. But for a long time, nobody knew him. He was just preaching in his small church somewhere. Then one day, Carlton Pearson did a program and said, "T.D. Jakes, come and minister." T.D. Jakes finished ministering. Carlton Pearson cut the message. 3-4 people ministered. He cut 7 minutes each from their messages and put on a 28-minute program and put on TV. And this man who died this year now, what is his name? Paul Crouch. While they were showing it, Paul Crouch entered. Put on the TV at the very time that T.D. Jakes was speaking. And as soon as he put it on, T.D. Jakes said something that answered the problems of his life at that particular point in time. They said he picked the phone and called and said, "Who is that fat man?" No, T.D. Jakes would be very, very big. So T.D. Jakes. They called T.D. Jakes. Let's make a long story short. That's how he became part of the TBN family. The reason why you know him today is because he's part of the TBN family. Because when, if you know how to preach like he does, they now put you on international TV. The whole world's desire just went towards the man. Now became a man who now flies private jets all over the place. Listen, it wasn't, people now say, "You see, you need connection. You need connection. You don't need connection. You need God." Yes. Are you getting my point? God can now use connection if he so desires. You can't use the method by which God blessed somebody. That's what I was saying on Saturday. That we don't build idols out of the methods that God used. That was the method he used to bring T.D. Jakes to the place where he was going to be a blessing to the whole world. Many men have wasted their energy looking for connection. Because the energy that you are using there is energy you're supposed to have used somewhere else. So you become ineffective somewhere else. There are those who are rejecting invitations to preach in places where God will have used, all right, to launch them into their own destiny. Because they think the place is small. They are looking for invitations to come and preach in America. Come and preach in UK because you think that when you get there, doors will open. Because they go to Rwanda, they need ministry. Yes. Go to Malawi. Somebody has to go to Malawi here because I'm always saying this Malawi thing. He says, "Send us help from above, for vain is the help of man." This year you will have the help of God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God will mobilize help for you the way he wants it. He will mobilize help for you.
Amen.
I said he will mobilize help for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God will mobilize help for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
declare it again. Say, I will not look to man.
I will not look to man.
For vain is the help of man.
My help
comes from the Lord only.
The Lord
will send me help anytime I need it.
The Lord
is a connection that I need.
I have the connection of the Lord.
I declare that in this year,
progress is my portion.
Open doors, that's my portion.
Now
say this like you believe. Say, I will be fruitful.
I will be fruitful.
I will multiply.
In everything that I do, I will be fruitful. I will multiply.
And I will fill the earth.
I will have dominion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Let me read this scripture. Say, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you having all sufficiency in all things, we are bound unto every good work.
Amen.
Therefore declare, say, God will make all grace abound towards me.
God will make all grace abound towards
me. I will have all sufficiency in all things.
I will have all sufficiency.
And I will have abundance for every good deed.
I will have abundance for every good deed.
In the name of Jesus. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9 that we just read there. He said, He will cause prosperity to flow towards me like a river. Say it,
He will cause
prosperity to flow towards me like a river.
And the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's declare, you know, He says, have respect unto the covenant, O Lord, because the dark places of this earth are filled with the habitations of cruelty. Therefore, we need the protection of God in all that we do. Are you getting my point? And remember, it's our tongue. Death and life is in the power of what?
The tongue.
The angels, the Bible says, hearken unto the voice of His word. Therefore, say, no evil will befall me.
In this year.
No plague will come near my dwelling place. Over my life and that of my family, I declare. That in this year 2014, the Lord is our keeper.
The
Lord is our shade.
On our right hand,
the sun shall not smite us by day,
nor the moon by night.
The Lord will protect us from all evil.
He
will keep our souls.
He will keep our souls.
The Lord will guard our going out
and our coming in.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In this year, I declare divine protection over my life.
And over my loved ones.
As they travel, they will be safe.
As they return, they will be safe.
As I go out, the Lord is with me.
As I come back, His protection is my portion.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil.
For the Lord is with me.
Though I walk the valley of the shadow of death,
I am protected on every side.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say it, I am protected on every side.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
No evil will befall me.
No plague will come near my home.
I am protected by the angels of God.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
My loved ones, they are protected.
I declare that in this year 2014,
no evil will be named around me.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Before we close, let's pray for our country. Very important.
Let's say to Nigeria, say, Nigeria,
peace in the name of Jesus.
That thing is very important. When you wake up, when people are saying all the kinds of bad things, APC has now become bigger than PDP.
Anyway, when you are hearing all kinds of things, Senator was shot in Port Harcourt while trying to attend a rally, all these kind of things.
What is wrong with you, Jonathan?
Self. That's not Christian talk. Amen?
Amen.
I said that's not Christian talk.
Amen.
It's not Christian talk.
Amen.
A friend of mine saw me in Benin in December. He said, Pastor, I have listened to some of your messages, but I don't agree with you on some things. I said, like what? You don't believe that Christians should criticize government? I said, it's not their job. We are not all Tunde Bakaris. In Nigeria right now, I know only one Tunde Bakari. Are you one of them? Are you one? If you are not, you ought to keep quiet. Don't disobey God. God said, pray. What did he say?
Pray.
That's what you're supposed to do. Tunde Bakara is a, you know, when you will know a man who is called to do his job. How you know it's a prophetic anointing? It's simple. Look, the kind of things the man used to see on television, on NTA, and nobody could shut him down. He had to be called.
Abacha was head of state. Things men died for, he will say it on TV. And next Sunday he will come to church. Ah. The kind of things I heard from his mouth. Listen, if it was on private television or satellite TV, it's different. I would say, go hide. Like some of us will go to South Africa and go and broadcast. You know that kind of thing. Yeah, our own brother come from South Africa. Tunde Bakare is no. He asked from South Africa, he does. NTA is from Nigeria. Government television. He will put the CD for them. Play it. They will play it against the current sitting president and including when he was a military dictator. Oh boy, you're supposed to know anointing when you see him. He gets some kind of anointing where it's not common. It's not everybody that has it. The man will be coming. They will SSL will arrest him, question him for hours. Then they will still let him go to church, preach. They'll put it on. He will tell on television how they arrested him. One day, one man was questioning him, one SSS man. And the man finished. He said, oh, pastor, well, you don't want to cooperate. I'm sorry, I'm going home to sleep. He said, sleep. If you sleep, I'm not a man of God. He said, go home. But if you can sleep, I'm not a man of God. That can't you come by so I'm only sleeping. Let's stay. I'll sit down here. So, okay, I won't go home until you bless me. A man of God tells you like that, and if you go, you are the one begging for trouble. He told the man, sleep, go. If you sleep, I'm not a man of God. If you go back, I tell you that kind of thing. Oh boy, no go. But you go sleep the sleep of Michael Jackson. Now, so that's his own office. That's what I'm trying to explain. As for the rest of us, we don't have that ministry. We have a ministry to pray. Paul said, first of all, let prayers, petitions, supplications, thanksgivings be made unto all, for all men, for kings and those who are in authority. That's what we do. So when we hear of Wahala in Port Harcourt, we pray. When we hear of Wahala in Jos, we pray. I pray for Maiduguri and that kind of thing. When I went home last time, I realized my prayers to increase. You know why? You know, you'll be praying for the country. It's good. Amen? So I thought everybody had run away from there. So now I asked after one of my cousins, you know, she's older than me, so it's like an auntie. I said, how is she? My mother said she's in Maiduguri. I said, what? I thought she had come back now. He said, no, he told me one story or the other, that the woman is back there. I said, okay. When I go back to Enugu, the prayer was increased. Because apart from praying for the country, now I know people there. You know, I thought I didn't know anybody again. No, this woman lived with us as children, you know. When we were children, she was an adult growing up with us. It was almost from our home that she got married. It was when she went to school that she left the home to go to school. Then after that, she got married, that she didn't come back. She grew up with us. She was our senior sister in the house. I just said, how is she? My mother said, she's in the Maiduguri. I said, Jesus is Lord. This prayer must increase. Thank God I was not amongst those who were saying that, cut it, cut the country. And that's what they go, cut my auntie John. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. So that's why we say it. Let's say it again, Nigeria. 2014. And beyond. Peace in the name of Jesus. Prosperity within you in the name of Jesus. Say we receive progress for this country. In the name of Jesus. Progress in every sector. You know, I like one thing Dangote said. You know that song, Dangote has more spirit of God than most preachers I've seen. I'm sorry. When you hear him talk. Lord, Christians should be. In fact, that the God will just say, oh, wait. I know you guys are supposed to be in heaven, but I will put you in purgatory for flogging. Because of the kind of talk that you guys have talked. Listen to a Muslim. Dangote said that if we came this far without power supply, what will happen when we now have it? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is, oh God, when I heard that, I said, no God, this man, no wonder he's rich. That was what Dangote said. He found some Christians that poverty won't let them think straight. Country is useless, country is stupid. The country is not useless. Amen. Country is going forward in the name of Jesus. Amen. I said to you before, I say it again, your power will soon become constant in the name of Jesus. Amen. Go and buy your last generator. You know, you guys gave me a generator last December. It's a sign. Say, this is Pastor's last generator. I'm going to write it on it. His last generator.
Because in this country, that constant power supply is already our portion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I like the words that Dangote, he said, if we doubt it, we came this far. Ha. He said, when we now have it, just watch what we are going to do. He said, without infrastructure, we came this far. He said, when we now have it, everybody say with me, say infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
Come.
Come.
Constant power.
Constant power.
Come.
Come.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Progress.
Progress.
Come in the name of Jesus.
Come in the name of Jesus.
Stability.
Stability.
Come in the name of Jesus.
Come in the name of Jesus.
Economy stability. Come in the name of Jesus.
Political stability. Come in the name of Jesus.
Listen, it says, seek from the book of the Lord and read. None of this shall fail, nor will anyone lack its meat. Not because it is natural. He said, but when the mouth of the Lord commands, his spirit will go out and will gather. What we are doing, that we are speaking the word of God. Therefore, the spirit of God is going out and is gathering.
Amen.
It's gathering for us everything that we have declared today in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. For this country, we have declared progress. Therefore, this country, we experience progress in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
People say, because leaders are corrupt. Listen to me. I watched a video a few days ago. A friend of mine, I gave it to him. He was depressed. When I talk about corruption, Americans are... I'll give you guys a video, Inside Job. I'll give it to you, whoever wants to watch it. You will see how a few people... If as American president, I will release Bernard Madoff, for those of you who know what I'm talking about, from prison, because he didn't do anything. All of them should go to jail. Yet the country made progress. Are you getting my point? Listen, nobody can stop us from progressing.
Amen!
It will not happen. But let Jonathan decide to steal a whole year's earning of Nigeria's money. He will not be able to stop us from progressing.
Amen!
When I watched that video, my heart, I felt bad. You see, you respect Harvard. You know, anyway, thank God I've been saying these things. You respect Harvard professor. The video will show how they were telling lies. A university professor will write an article on a financial derivative and will not declare that he was paid $200,000 for that report. Those of us in medicine were not allowed to try it. You try it, they sack you for life. But this business, we were doing it. Big businessmen, Nobel Prize winners were lying to the world, making a select few very rich and impoverishing millions. So don't think there's any country where people are good. All unbeliever is a wicked soul. If you are an unbeliever, you are a bad man. Even if you're an American. But despite that, people still want to go to those countries. Is that not so? What I'm trying to say is that don't wait till everything is perfect before you start believing that your country will be good. This country will go good one way or the other in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Therefore, we declare in 2014, let's say it again. In 2014, Nigeria will progress.
Nigeria will progress.
It will experience stability.
It will experience stability.
We declare an end to kidnapping.
We declare an end to kidnapping.
And to all forms of violence.
And to all forms of violence.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
That thing is possible, though.
Amen.
You know, in Ghana, they don't know what is armed robbery. When they hear, they say they must be Nigerians. It's funny. I drove from, when I went for a conference last year, from the airport to Cape Coast, 2.5 hours journey. I saw only one checkpoint. And they put a sign, checkpoint 200 meters ahead. And everybody's going up and down. Greater peace is our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I said, greater peace is our portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, seek from the book of the Lord and read. Don't seek from experiences and declare. Are you getting my point? What we are doing is that we are forming these things. We are not just responding to what is happening physically. We are creating what we be. It's what you and I say that we be. If all of us here gather and say 2015, fragmentation, that's what will happen. But we are not saying it. We are saying peace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Progress in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Stability in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will slide down in peace and sleep, knowing that everything is at peace around us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God will give wisdom to our leaders.
Amen.
Amen.
He will give, even if the man, before he entered office, he had not correct. Once he entered, we possess him with correction in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes. He will have wisdom in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He will make decrees that are good in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will show him what to do so that you and I and everyone that we love and this nation will progress in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every man that is needed, we call them to come into the correct offices in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From wherever they are hiding, even if that soul is hiding amongst the supplies, come out and fill your office in Jesus' name.
Amen.
No matter where they are hiding, from every corner of the world, come home. Come to the place of your destiny that you might help the people inherit their possession in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That is our portion in this country in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord thanks because our words are powerful through him. He said the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty through God. They are mighty through God. So let's thank him. Say, Lord, we thank you because of the might of your power. Because the might of our words are mighty only through yours. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is good. If you are blessed, they shout a loud amen.
Amen.
Now, please, before you go, there's something I've wanted to do for 2 years. It's 3 years. Finally, I did it today. I want to teach us what I called the grace according to kingdom word. That kingdom word style of grace. Normally, when we finish, I declare the word of God and all of that. But once I went to a church, I heard them share grace, and I was so blessed by it. I can't remember what they said, but I said, no, this is good. All right? Especially based on the words that you have learned, you have been taught. It's good to have things that you say. When they said to the Lord, he said, teach us to pray. What they were saying to him, when he said, our Father, that was exactly what he told them to be saying. It became a pattern of prayer for us, and we can learn from it. But he gave them those things to say. Are you getting my point? And that's why I say all the time, there are words you say to the Lord. And there's a set I composed based upon what we have been teaching, what we have been learning. And it's just about seven lines or so. Let's listen to it. Let me just do the I one again. Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus, I have passed out of death and I have passed into life. I have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. I have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in my life. I am now filled with the Spirit of Christ. I live above sin, and I walk above the devil because I'm seated high above with Christ. This is my season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's simple, isn't it? Okay, I didn't ask you to clap. You wanted to clap, so do it properly. All right, let's just take it together. Then this is our grace, and we're out of here. Now, because it's our first time, I'll say it, you repeat it, all right? Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus,
surely we have passed out of death,
and we have passed into life.
We have passed out of
darkness
into the light of Christ.
We have passed out from under the curse
into the blessing.
All things have passed away in our lives.
We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ.
We live above sin
and walk above the devil
because we are seated high above with Christ.
This is our season of fruitfulness
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus, we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and I walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Cheer up, brethren.
Welcome.